Hello and welcome to my latest match pod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out. Manchester United back in action on the only midweek match to be played standalone. It's Manchester United at home to West Ham. God knows why they picked this game as the one. Maybe it's because both sides are out of Europe and United do not play until Monday night against Wolves. This is a Wolves side that basically are losing every single game and haven't won a match all season. So it'll be interesting to see what Man United turn up on Monday. But we're focusing on this Thursday night match against West Ham. Manchester United's first return to Old Trafford after that disgusting performance against Everton. It still haunts me. How a team can play so badly against the side that basically threw a player off the pitch, gave them 10 men, and then United stank the place out for basically the 80-odd minutes. They had the 10 men, they had 60-odd minutes to get an equaliser, couldn't even get a goal. Dennis has already been on the messages. He's saying, come on the Hammers. And he hopes it goes exactly the same way as it did against Everton. But United's team for today, there's an injury to De Ligt. There was talk of a couple of injuries. De Ligt's one. He's not even in the squad. And apparently Mount was the other one. But let's be honest, Mount is... he's just a crop. That's normal. He played 90 minutes against Crystal Palace. Got the winner against Crystal Palace. I'll give him credit for that. But he can't back it up a few days later. But Cunha is back. So he does start. So United's team is Lammens in goal. The back three is Luke Shaw, Aidan Heaven and Mazraoui. Yoro's on the bench. The wide players are Ahmad and Dalot. I mean, the manager was praising Dalot this week. As I say, this is the problem at Manchester United. Players play well for one or two games. They're not consistently good. I mean, why are we praising Dalot for playing well in one match and highlighting it as if it's some kind of big deal? Luke Shaw and Dalot, for me, were the two best players for Manchester United against Crystal Palace. But their performances this season, if they were actually playing for a decent football team, they'd be on the bench, if not kicked out the football club. So, you know, let's see if Dalot can play as well as he did against Crystal Palace. Let's see if he can back that up. Because that's what you need, actually, backing up performances instead of playing well in isolation for one or two games. That's the problem at this football club. Players who think they're better than they are, but to be honest, they're overpaid ridiculously, some of them. They don't deserve the money that they're getting, but we've had a lot of idiots running the football side. I think the people who got running the football side are better at the moment, but we've got an experienced chief executive. Well, it's his first job as a chief executive, and we've got a sporting director who basically wasn't even meant to be the sporting director at this stage. So we actually have sort of got an inexperienced in their roles position, but they are more football savvy than the idiots that we had previously. So as I say, the rest of the team news is Bruno and Casemiro as the two in midfield, standard. As I say, probably the worst midfield in the Premier League. And then it's Mbeumo, Cunha and Xerxes to start. I think Xerxes deserved to start. I mean, scored a goal against Palace. Why drop him for the next game just because Cunha's coming back? I mean, I probably would, even if Mount didn't have a niggle, if that's the reason, you know, I would have put him on the bench anyway. Because I think Xerxes sort of earned his start. Let's see what he can do today. It wasn't great against Everton, but that was his first match. It wasn't great in the first half against Crystal Palace. Again, that was his second sort of start this season. And then, you know, we did better in the second half. United as a team did better. But as I say, it's really helpful when the team you're playing against has played less than 72 hours later, and you could clearly see they were getting tired. United took advantage. They do actually have good players in their team individually. If you sort of wrote them down on a piece of paper, there are good players in there that can do things, but consistently, not really. So, I was talking to my friend at work today when West Ham turned up here last year. I mean, West Ham are rubbish as well, as Manchester United. They turned up here last year. I mean, I know it was towards the end of the season, and United were, Europa League was the main thing. I think it was the match after the Lyon game, I think. But United were just listless. Like they were most of the games last season, and as they've been in a number of games this season, they've got some good results. I don't know, even know where they are in the table. They're at least in the top half of the table, but they should be looking to win their next couple of games. West Ham, they did drop back into the relegation zone. But they should be looking to win their next two games and push themselves up the table, because it's a very tight league. You know, a draw or just dropping of points drops you down, obviously, it can push you down a number of places more than it may have done in any other season. But then a couple of wins can push you up as well. So, and as I say, for United, they're playing one game a week. It's unacceptable, the performances they've been putting in at times. As I say, the Everton game was the nadir, and it could never go back to that way. But don't be surprised if it does. I wouldn't be. So I'm just wandering to the ground. I will be back, as I say, post-match today. Let's see what happens. Let's see if United can push themselves, well, get a win, and that will push them up the league to some position. But build confidence, have a way of playing that is a little bit easier on the line, but also effective. Because we saw against Everton, you stick a low block in, United struggle. Palace did more of attacking. And to be fair, and if you look at United's goals, they came from set pieces. They're not creating a lot in open play. So, as you know, they created things from throw-ins, free kicks and corners against Crystal Palace, with two of the goals coming from free kicks. But they weren't creating much in open play, even though they had opportunities. It just couldn't work out. As I say, I don't know who does the attacking coaching at United, but there still needs to be, or a lot of work still needs to happen there. So, as always, as I say, on the day I'm going to the game, I will be back post-match with my thoughts. So on the walk back after the game, it's finished. Manchester United 1, West Ham 1. Another poor performance, home performance for Manchester United. Another performance where they didn't deserve to win. They nearly managed to get the result, but a few naive substitutions, some poor play generally on the pitch. But you can pretty much say that in the majority of games. I mean, in regards to the match, United in the first half were shocking. I mean, one of the guys in front of me said, "Dyer, this is effing Dyer," and he wasn't wrong. I mean, they improved slightly towards the end of the half, but I was messaging a friend sort of at half time, And he sort of mentioned how they'd improved sort of as the match had got in the last sort of 15, 20 minutes of the half. And it's maybe so, but the standards are just so low. And this is the problem. The standards are through the floor at this football club. And, you know, there are players there that individually have some quality. You saw it against Crystal Palace. They're capable when they're seen, but as a team, it's like they don't know what they're doing. It's just the basics of being able to pass the ball around. And in at the start of the game, in the first half, West Ham were, I wouldn't say dominating, but they were by far the better side. Again, running through that Manchester United midfield, which, as I say, is the worst in the Premier League. It's definitely the worst value added wise. Into the second half, and so United, they ended the first half quite well. You know, it was all right, and I mean the lowest rung of all right. And they were the better side at the start of the second half, and they did eventually get a goal. Even the goal had a little bit of fortune about it. They didn't have many, I mean, Areola didn't have many saves to make. He had to make one from Mbeumo in the first half. It was a speculative effort from Mbeumo. And Mbeumo's come to worry. He's got the United sickness of starting off well and then basically regressing. But it was out on the wide to Ahmad. Touched back to Casemiro. Funnily enough, he didn't touch it back. The pass was actually short. So Casemiro had to take a quick shot. It was deflected straight to the path of Dalot. Nice little bit of control and a good finish to prepare. Put United ahead just before the hour mark. And at that point, you've got to be thinking, especially as Manchester United, I think there's one clean sheet, I think, in the Premier League this season. And that was a home match against Sunderland. I mean, I know Sunderland doing really well this season, but it's a home match against a newly promoted side. So that was their only clean sheet this season. So you're thinking 1-0 might not be enough, because West Ham are going to try and do some more attack and put themselves back into the game. And United just couldn't hold out. There were some substitutions that were made. They were mainly like for like. Well, I think probably the biggest mistake was taking off Cunha, and Amorim showed naivety there, because Cunha in that Liverpool game, and he was man of the match in that Liverpool game, was brilliant at holding the ball up, getting cheap free kicks, but he was taken off. He's missed two matches because of concussion. He's not missed two matches because he's not match fit. So I think that was a mistake, because United couldn't keep the ball further up the pitch. And what happened was West Ham did break away. They got themselves a corner. And to be fair, West Ham, they had more corners than United in the game, from what I can recall, because they had loads in the first half when they were up at the Stretford end. And if you keep giving teams corners and corners, then you know eventually if they hit one right, because the actual quality of the corners weren't the greatest, then they might make an opportunity. And the corner came in. I mean, Bowen, I've watched it back now. He's unmarked. He's unmarked at the near post. Flicks it towards goal. Mazraoui cleared it off the line. And Magassa just rolled the ball into the empty net. A deep equaliser for me for West Ham, because United didn't do enough. And that's the problem. Happened against Everton. Everton deserved to win with 10 men. West Ham deserved to get the equaliser, because United, when they went to goal up, they should have gone for the jugular. Should have gone for the jugular, but they didn't actually push them to really pin West Ham back. And even against Crystal Palace, 2-1, they had opportunities to get third goals, but just couldn't find the final pass, or they didn't look and see what other options there were to make it easier to put the ball into the back of the net. And then you sort of hold. I mean, you're not necessarily holding on at the end, but Palace did have that free kick that was given away, because Bruno Fernandes should have been off the pitch because he wasn't 100% fit, couldn't hold the ball up. And then they got the free kick. Yeah, United blocked it out and got the result. But I said after the Crystal Palace game, I'm sure you sort of, I mean, obviously win is the positive. But the fact is, the football wasn't very good. And it's the same tonight and the same against Everton since its international break. And they haven't got the results. And I said after the Palace game, yeah, we've got the results. But that was because Palace were tiring, and we took advantage of two set pieces. As I say, I mean, we had the long throws again. This game, I mean, that's essentially seemed to be part of the tactics of Manchester United now, long throws from Diogo Dalot. The sad thing about it is, with Diogo Dalot, his long throws aren't even dangerous. They're not Rory Dapp style. They just sort of, most of the time, didn't even beat the first man. West Ham are a very tall team. They're a very big team, as they've been there live. You can see that. But as I say, another sort of poor result. As I say, they won the three games in a row. Got the result against Brighton, but remember against Brighton, they nearly threw that away. They got the two draws with Forest and Spurs. That should have been 4 points. But since the international break, they have been poor and have got. They're probably lucky to have got 4 points out of those in that situation. So and with the games that are coming up now, I mean, Wolves away is a huge game. The manager is now back on sack watch, because if he loses to Wolves, a side that has not won a game in the Premier League this season, I think they've lost. They're three games of Rob Edwards. There might be four games under Rob Edwards. But if United go all new, then again, we're back on sack watch. And apparently, obviously, I was at the game, so I obviously not seen sort of post. I've only sort of seen highlights of the three highlights game. But apparently, Berada and Jason Wilcott didn't look happy. I mean, they probably had exactly the same face that they had on after the Crystal Palace game, to be perfectly honest. They are. I wouldn't want to play them at poker. They're very good poker faces. I didn't say they look. I think they're just looking and just thinking, the job that we're going to have to do, we're going to get a lot of things right. We're going to have to make sure that things at this football club are run with football as a priority, because they don't seem to be. And you look at the players, as I say, people say to me, well, the manager's made mistakes. He has, but these players aren't playing for this manager. They are not playing for this manager, because he's asking them to do things. And if they can't do them, I mean, it's pretty obvious that they couldn't do them. I mean, what are the consequences of these bad performances? There seems to be certain players always seem to play. But it's a case of, as I say, from Ruben Amorim's point of view, he's probably going down, doing it exactly the way he wants to do it. And I think that's how it should be. But some of the personality needs to change. The midfield needs to change. It doesn't work. Casemiro and Bruno Fernandes does not work. I mean, Bruno Fernandes had a couple of opportunities at the end of the match when he was in the number 10 position. And I think, as I say, for me, it's got to be two out of three of Ugarte, Casemiro or Kobbie Mainoo. Two out of three of them are your midfield starters. And then obviously you've got one on the bench that can come on to support. If Bruno has to play, go in there. Say, even when we went down to 10 men, it was a shambles last week. So sort of major, major problems. Dennis has messaged me after the game. I mean, he's so bitter in his hatred of Manchester United. Loses. Said he was happy with the result. I wonder if he had a West Ham top on. But to be fair, one thing that I do agree with him, he sent a message saying bottle jobs. They are bottle jobs. These players, such weak mentality, can't, as I say, cannot do the basics in regards of football, being able to pass, move. I mean, I was just looking at the game today. I can't even see if there were any sort of major 50-50 challenges. It was just meh. You know, there was nothing in there. And, you know, when you were goal up, you should be thinking to yourself, at any point, an equaliser could come. You look at Palace. Palace were a goal up against us. And then it was two set pieces and suddenly United are 2-1 up. And they, as I say, I think it was more tiredness. They just, the legs, they just couldn't get things right. Although, as I say, the penalty. And we were talking about it today with my friend. As I say, we need to go back to the normal rule of, if you hit it twice, why should you get another opportunity? It's absolutely embarrassing, a ridiculous law, because it's brought in because it happened against poor little Atletico Madrid. Absolute joke, because it was Real Madrid that benefited. It's a joke and it should be changed. I mean, it won't be because we've got idiots running the show at times, but another disappointing night for United. As I say, Wolves up next with all the pressure on. They play last the next two weekends. They play Monday night against Wolves, Monday night against Bournemouth. So they'll be going, they'll probably be further and further down the table. I don't even know where they are on the table. Apparently, they could have gone fifth today if they'd won. But it's a very tight league. So, you know, wins and draws. As I say, they went above Palace at the weekend, but now they're below Palace. I don't think that says everything about the level and standard of Manchester United through the floor. And as I say, people will say, well, that's where you are now. That's fine, but they've spent £200 million apparently in the summer to improve their forward line. But Brian and Boma has got Man United sickness. Cunha, it hasn't worked out, let's be perfectly honest. Maybe he'll step up against Wolves, we'll see. He has had some injuries, so maybe that's sort of part of it. But the other thing is, United try to hit the ball over the top. That works for Mbeumo, but it doesn't work for Cunha. So things need to be looked at there. So, as always, thanks for listening. All pods up at www.mufcglobal.co.uk. Up at various podcast platforms, such as Spotify, Podbean, Listen Notes, PCast, Podchaser. Search MUFC Global and it will come up. So as I say, next up is Wolves. On Monday night, I'm heading around to Linda's for Monday night. I am in work the next day, but in the afternoon. So, there may be a drink or two. We'll see how the game goes first, shall we? Anyway, thanks for listening, and I will be back Monday night after the Wolves game.